Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities with Coach Babette show today. I hope you are having a fabulous Monday as we close out August. Today's subject is fear. How many people have experienced fear? Well, let me tell you, we're going to talk a lot about it today. So I hope that if you are not driving, you have a pen and paper handy. And if you are driving, of course, you can listen to this broadcast once again anytime just by clicking the link that's attached to it. I am Coach Babette and also the CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can. And I am so excited to have you on the broadcast to talk about fear. We all experience it. We've all had hurdles with it for the time that we've been on this earth. And I'm going to tell you about some things that I've experienced in life, how I've grew up here, some fears I'm actually dealing with now, and we're going to try to see how I actually work on those today. So let me say this to start us off. Fear gets way, and I mean way, too much air. Most of the fears that we have are just negative thoughts that we are running too often in our mind and associating so much pain to that it becomes normal to us. Bad management of our mental faculties, it's not an impulse negative thing generating in our brains telling us to fight or flee. Everyone wants us to use that excuse, but get over that. It's not the case at all, because fear is actually a contemplative thought process. Let me say that to you again. Fear is a contemplative thought process. Once you understand anything is in your life, you devise a plan to overcome it or you succumb to it. It's really your choice. And yes, you actually do have that choice. So what exactly is fear? What are we so scared of that's going to bring us so much pain into our life? Have you ever thought about that? What is it? What is going to bring that pain that we just can't shake it off, that we just can't live life to the fullest potential that we are supposed to? I personally remember figuring this out for myself, and once I did, I wasn't scared anymore. Cautious? Yes. Fearful? No, I really wasn't. When you understand something more, it isn't so terrifying. Once something is knowledgeable, you can develop a competency around that knowledge. And then you can develop confidence around the competence. Let me say that one more time. Whenever you are knowledgeable, you can develop a competency around it. Then you can develop a confidence around the competence. The more you understand something, the more confidence you have in that area of your life. Let's pause for a moment and think about that. What's something that you have all the confidence in the world that you're good at doing? Is it cooking? Is it math? Is it public speaking? Is it selling? Whatever it is for you, think about that. You have a lot of confidence because you know that you're knowledgeable in that area of your life. What is it in your life that you need to take time to understand more about? What we are all fearing are actually really only three types of pain. There's three areas where we may experience pain in our life. Once we understand that, we will no longer be stranded or stopped by our fear. The first is what I call loss pain. Loss pain. If I change my life or do this new thing, I will experience loss. So I plant my feet firmly in the ground and say, I don't want to do that. If I experience loss, I'm scared to try because I might lose something that I care for or that I adore. So I just won't try it. If I go and make that big change in my life, I might lose my job or my relationship with my spouse or the loss of a connection with my best friend or even the loss of the relationship that I have with my kids. If I quit my job, I will lose the security of my paycheck, my benefits, my 401k. I remember watching a movie where there was a woman that thought her husband was having an affair. Pretty tough situation to be in. But listen to this and really process through it with me. We as women are empathetic to these types of situations. When she is crying to her girlfriends about the situation, she starts listing off all of these fears that she has. If her fear of her husband of having an affair is actually true. However, the audience is shocked. And I mean shocked, I know I was, that her last statement is not, I can't lose my husband. It's not, I can't lose my house. It's not, I can't lose my lifestyle. Her response in the movie was, well, I can't lose the nanny. Nothing for a nanny. Really? You see, the movie producers were creating a sense of what is known as however, they were actually portraying without even realizing it was mom that didn't even believe in herself enough to raise her own children. Now, that's a level of fear. That's a pretty strong level of fear. She could live through an affair. She could live through a potential lifestyle change. She could live through moving to a different house. But she couldn't handle having the responsibility of raising the kids alone. You see, because if she raised the kids alone without the nanny, and they didn't turn out to be fine, productive citizens, then that was on her. And that's a strong sense of loss pain. I remember whenever I was walking away from my corporate career 15 years to come home and raise my child, I was told, now wait, you've worked too hard. You don't want to do this. Give up all the security you have. I was even told that my life would never be the same. The reality part of this was true. As I thought more about the situation, I was concerned. I was fearful. And I worked hard to get to the top of my career the last 15 years. And I wouldn't have that steady paycheck every 2 weeks. I wouldn't have the work that was so fulfilling to me for all those years. I wouldn't have the predictability of my day. I wouldn't have my 2 weeks paid vacation and holidays enjoying the time, knowing that the income was still coming into my household. I would lose my lunches and dinner meetings at fine dining restaurants and country clubs. I mean, I would even lose my Friday shooting range meetings that I really used to enjoy. Yes, I shoot guns. All of those things were thrown at me by many people in my life. And I went to sleep with all of them in my head. That's enough to sleep with all that kind of stuff in your head. These are places that are so tough. You don't make the decision to quit. I mean, there's so much. But then you've got to follow your heart and not the fear. Whenever people want to quit smoking, drinking, or start a diet, they're fearful to lose that smoke break. That meal at the end of the day, because it will be taking away a calming in their life. That peace, that comfort, that sense of calmness in their life. even though with every puff and with every bite, it actually leads to death. It gives them life at the moment. So people don't change. They just stay kind of status quo. They fear loss, even though when they don't change, they're still losing just at a slower pace. So part of reorienting our lives is not to focus on the loss, but to stay focused on the gain from the change. Yes, I might lose the security in the short term, but in the long term, I might have more freedom. I might have less money in the short term, but in the long term, I will have a lot more time. I may lose the coaching and the mentoring of a corporate structure, but I'm going to grow faster from the challenges I must face alone. I might lose the 401k, but you never know what the potential income out there is waiting for me. So you don't make a decision. What happens in the fearful mind is that it starts asking that question. What if? What if? We've all asked it. We've all thought it. Some of us probably hundreds of times throughout the week. And it follows that phrase with a negative statement. What if this terrible thing happens? What if this terrible thing happens? What if this terrible thing happens? And we generate and stew inside these fears, which in turn actually tricks our mind into thinking that we can't change. Once you understand that loss pain is something that you are dealing with, it starts focusing more on your gain, and you will slowly start getting over that hurdle. So now let's talk about process. Changing in anything is going to be hard. I mean, face it, change is hard. As adults, we really don't like change. The process of change is truly hard, not even bringing into the equation the things that we will lose from the change. Starting something new, well, it always sounds exciting, but the cold hard facts are it's hard. When I started thinking about owning my own business after I left corporate America, I thought, this is going to be hard, really hard. I don't know how I do this and that. I don't have any competencies in these particular areas. I'm going to have to learn a lot. I'm going to have to educate myself towards success. I'm not even sure how this will go. I mean, the stats say the average small business fails in 3 to 5 years. So what are the chances? I'm going to have to work pretty much 24/7 starting this business. I'm going to have to work really hard for 3 years or more just to get it going. I might not even get any support or help. That process is pretty scary. So guess what? We don't change. We just stay the same. The same thing for the person who is thinking about quitting smoking or losing weight. They just don't change. They are thinking of the life after they give up smoking, after they lose the weight, how they will breathe better or not cough or even be able to get up a flight of stairs easier. They are thinking and focused on the process in quitting the addiction, the process of the shakes from the withdrawals of the nicotine that is going into their system, trying to start the new diet. It is the same thing for them. It's the process of the pain. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to shop at a different place to get food. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to go out to eat. I'm going to have to start cooking meals at home. And oh, the dreaded word exercise. I'll have to start exercising. How hard is that going to be? The thoughts are focused on thinking of the things that are going to be hard. Part of the mastery of life is learning to see the change is actually a game. Learning to see the challenges are something we can master. To become known as the master of mistress of the processes of our lives. To understand that, yes, they might be challenging. And they are, but challenge is good. Challenge helps us. Challenge fine-tunes us. Challenge is healthy. Challenge in life will help us develop into a better person than what we are today. Challenge allows us to reach towards our highest self. Challenge allows us to live that fully charged life. It allows us to get up every day and walk on sunshine instead of under the dark rain cloud. It can be engaging and fun and exciting. It brings a variety of life. Most of us have heard that the variety is the spice of life. Do you know that you have the power inside of you to stir up that spice? We can look forward to the process of change, and we switch our minds to that way of thinking. We start to embrace change and more often allow ourselves to change. The third type of pain I want to talk about today is outcome pain. Scared of what they'll lose. All of these things are changing. What if they go through all this terrifying, difficult work changing and the outcome is no different? And that grass that we hear about, it's not greener on the other side. I was terrified about that with my business too, and actually other areas of my life. I was terrified of working myself to death, basically, and not making a dime. I don't have a better lifestyle. I don't even grow as fast. What if on the other side of that fence, it's not anything better, and we sit and we think, what if it's not better, and I've gone through all of this for nothing? If we are stuck there thinking that way, then guess what? We'll never change. So part of the maturity and the mastery of life is to stop thinking on the outcomes, the negative in life, and start thinking on dreaming about and giving our attention to those things that would be good and satisfying and fulfilling, happy and joyous, which are on the other side of that fence, just waiting for us. This summer has been a major summer of change in my life and my family's life. We moved. My daughter had to start a new school. There's been changes to business that we're working on, changes to the organization, Every Woman Can Be. It has been just a summer of change. But whenever you come through that change, you see that there is that good old light on the other end of the tunnel. And it also makes us dig deeper and realize that we have it within us to change if we'll just stay consistent to the process. Let's go back and look at the good old quitting smoking process for a moment. I will feel good and I'll be able to breathe. I'll be able to walk up a flight of steps without becoming winded. I am not going to be addicted to the small stick that is killing millions of people and putting millions of dollars into corporate pockets that don't care less about me or my life. I'm going to feel happy and fit and energized all on my own again. When I start that diet, I am really going to enjoy tasting new foods because once I've been eating, haven't been serving my body well over the years. I'm going to enjoy going for walks again and experiencing this beautiful nature that's out there waiting for me. I'm going to enjoy going shopping again to put new clothes on my fit body and enjoy the way I look in the mirror. If I stay focused on the positive things that I want, those things will start to master your mind to the positive instead of the negative. When we obsess on loss pain, process pain, and outcome pain, our brain and body automatically stay there and say, no, don't do that. It will only cause you more pain. You're going to fail. So just don't do it. Because we have been gifted with a mind and a body that has unbelievable drive to avoid pain. When we realize that we have to stop suffering in our mind and agonizing in our mind about the pain we might experience if we do the very things that we might improve our lives and get us to where we want to be, you and I both know what would improve our lives. We know it. We probably think about it every morning whenever we get up. So why aren't we doing it? Because somewhere we have established a lot of loss process or outcome pain to those things. Today is a great day to sit down and ask yourself the question, what do I really want in my life? Why have I not been able to progress this faster? When you start to explore why you have not been able to move faster and forward in life, that's going to help you start the turn. Journaling is a huge thing that I encourage my coaching clients to do, to figure out exactly what is it that's holding them back. You may experience a lot of loss process and outcome pain that is unresolved. When we have that unresolved pain, guess what? We stay stuck. When we decide to remove ourselves from that stuck status, you start to flip your life in an entirely new way. You start to reach towards what you really want in life. You will find yourself focusing on the gains, the joys, the desires, the positive outcomes. You will find yourself walking towards what you want. You will find yourself getting ahead in life. You will find yourself, as one of my friends says, with unexpected blue money in your email box from a client you didn't even expect to secure a product or a service with you. Unexpected things will start happening. I guarantee it because I'm living that. And you might just find yourself feeling released from that fear that's holding you captive and not allowing you to live the life that you were meant to live. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and being part of today's broadcast. If you would like to learn more about me and my areas of coaching focus, please visit me at coachbabette.com or call me directly at 980-355-9676. And let's discuss your personal journey of not living in fear. Always remember, you are a woman of infinite possibilities, endless opportunities. Until next time, make it a great day.